الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وما كان ربك ليهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Really, we would like to hear every student and what work they are doing like that. MashaAllah, students do come, give us the report, they make a lot of mashura also. MashaAllah, Simon and Nurullah is also here from France, also finished, and he's doing also, mashallah, very, very good work. A lot of challenges, make a lot of dua. The France government is very anti-Islam, but in spite of all that, mashallah, very good work Maulana is doing, and our other students also in France, in other places. So we'd really like to hear, and we would really appreciate also. Now this is time, of course, half an hour, three quarter hour is very little, but on our time, if we can come, and it encourages us also, we learn also a lot. We learn to correct ourselves in many matters also when we interact. So Allah give tawfiq, inshallah. However, our students are here, and it is our duty also that we have to see that we remain on the right track. That is very, very important. And for that, this Allah Ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah has made the people of Iman very, very high. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. And the people of knowledge, their position is very, very high. So with regard to that, normally we like now I'm going to, from speaking busy, whatever I'll say, some alim come to our town, etc., especially our seniors, then our nafs is such, we like to massage our nafs. That they speak, praise us, mashallah, good work carrying on, people doing so good work, that we all feel very happy and we comfortable with that. But when somebody take out our faults, then is a problem. Then this Maulana, he's gone senile now. And he is taking out our faults, or he's correcting us. That we don't like, by nature. Insan's nature is that. But that is what is important. Like, for example, the fadilat, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah has distributed akhlaq as He has distributed wealth also. Wealth Allah has given. Some people lot, some people less. Somebody very easy, some people difficult. Like that Allah has distributed akhlaq also amongst people. Then that Allah Ta'ala gives to wealth whom He wants to and whom He doesn't want to. He gave Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, what wealth Allah gave them. He gave Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala. But Iman Allah only gives to whom He loves. Only them He gives Iman. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if a person is too miserly, he doesn't want to spend money. He's too lazy, he doesn't want to get up for tahajjud. And he's such a coward, he doesn't want to go in jihad. Then for such a person, أَكْثِرُ مِنْ قَوْلِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. They must read in abundance. So one side we see, I don't want to go into detail, but the doors are left open for everyone who's miserly, who's a coward, who's stingy. For him also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the doors open. Now like that, plenty other hadith, the fadail, they are there. We know it very good, but we don't have to know the fadail. To get the virtues, to get the fadail, we don't have to know the fadail. Many people in the world are doing so great work, but they don't know the fadail of it. Good dini work, but they don't know the fadail, but they're getting the reward. And this is simply that what Allah has promised us, that Allah will do. And what we have to do, we must do. That usually our mind goes to what we are promised. And what we have to do, it goes out of our mind. So we have to concentrate on what we have to do. Similarly, as ulama, Allah has given us, alhamdulillah. So normally, nafs will like the fadail all the time. But we don't want to focus on what we have to do. And that is important. If we know the fadail, it helps us, encourage us. But even if you don't know the fadail and you're doing the work, you will get all the sawab for that. So we must focus on what we have to do. So as our students, and first and foremost for myself, I need it the most, is that we have to check ourselves. That on our all aspects of deen, and the most important is iman. That is the most important. We can be doing everything, great, great work. But if our iman is not correct, then it's a big problem. And iman, today there are more challenges on iman. Basically, as we knew what more or less our iman is. But how much of yaqeen have we got on that? How much are we doing about that? And alhamdulillah, the effort of tabligh and da'wat, imani mehnat. Then Allah reward Maulana Yusuf Biku, imani muzakara. And many other efforts also like that have been done. But the sunnat effort of iman, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, jaddidu imanakum, refresh, make new, make your iman strong, biqawli la ilaha illallah. And this is from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the khanqah silsila. If we read carefully, it's not spoken openly the khanqah, but it was from that time. And it's carrying on till today. And that is the strongest way of making our iman, making it cleaning, cleansing it, and making it strong. So, and that is that 100 times a person reads, La ilaha illallah. Ulama have written that if we read it completely with ghaflat, no mind, no dhyan, but it's million times better than not making the dhikr. And if we do it properly, how it should be done, trillion times more better, it is done than that dhikr which is done in ghaflat. Now just quickly, if we just all, 100 times a day, how many of us are making La ilaha illallah? We just put up our hand, just half also. But regularly, not now and then, casual, that we do it, we don't do it. How many of us are doing 100 times? Very few. So anyway, so 100 times if we do that, and this is prescribed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, iman, we are sitting here, comfortable, not anyone, I don't think nobody is feeling hot and uneasy, or cold and uneasy. The weather is nice, everything is, we are comfortable. But if it was a cold day and no heating facility, we all should be, you can see it on the face, you can see it on the body, the person, how he's behaving. If it was very hot and no cooling system, our senses are working, we can feel hot, cold. We eat something bitter, we feel it. Sour, we feel it. Strong, we feel it. Sweet, we feel it. But our imani senses, like for example, we go to the supermarket. Almost all of us have to go supermarket. We have to go and do our shopping. So, or airport we go, travel by plane. Who of us feel that my iman is under attack here? That yeah, my iman is under attack. The women, how they are dressed, non-Muslim women particularly. There's music, men, women are together, people are talking, and you'll perhaps make a joke with the cashier, or she'll make a joke with you. But who of us feel my iman is under attack? Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali says, Dil ka apne ye Ahmad paas baar rehna. Oh Ahmad, you must watch your heart. Koi ghair na a jaye. That no other stranger, some foreign effect must not come. But how many of us are worried about that? So is our iman senses gone so dead? And I'm speaking of our, we are ulama here. Not of those people who are now on the sports ground, who are gone for fishing for the weekend, who are gone to a gambling den, who are gone for some other evil, whatever. We, how much is it? So, and this is important. It's not something very important. Our iman is the most important. And then again, we come to masjid, all of us, alhamdulillah, we go to masjid, we make our... Who of us feels that happiness when we see, mashallah, somebody is in ruku, somebody is in sajda. And this was such that a woman like Hinda, when she was not a Muslim, arch enemy of Islam, when she came to Haram Sharif, Fatah Makkah time, and she saw somebody ruku, somebody sajda, somebody tawaf, somebody dua, her heart melted. It melted her heart, but our hearts are not melting. Who of us feels that happiness now? Masha, Azan took place. Allah save us, the day mustn't come when our Azans are not permitted. Namazes we are making, time came when people wanted to close our masjid. But masjids are open. Who of us feels that I'm coming to the house of Allah, masjid is open. Namaz is carrying on. Jummah time, more happiness. Jummah namaz is alive. And this is imani taqada, that we feel it. So for that, from that point also, more it is necessary we have to make our dhikr. And dhikr 100 times. And made our adino yusrun. You read Allahu bikumul yusra. On your own, wherever you are. Anytime. If it's tahajjud time, mubarak, mashallah. But anytime, 100 times, 50 times, break it up. 25 times, 4 times a day, 20 times, 5 times a day. But we make the dhikr. And even with complete ghaflat, it's going to have the effect. And great effect. And what concentration and learning how. Dhikr also we have to learn. And we do it properly, then see the effect of it. How, what great effect it was. In Hayatul Sahaba, Manana Yusuf Kandewi, rahmatullahi alayhi, volume 1, page 15. The riwayat of how the Sahaba should make. So this is from the time of the Sahaba. It's not new now or that Hanka started later or anything. It was from the time that they should make their dhikr like the tree tops sway in the wind on a windy day. And that ulama have given 2 explanations. That when a windy day, they should go how the tree tops like that. That is how they should make zikr, explained, defined, details are given. And that also, for 2 reasons, ulama say. One was, like in Urdu we say, jhoom jana. In English, what will be the proper translation? A person is happy and he just starts. Anyway, jhoom jana. So they should make their, and really, Allah give us the taste of zikr when a person will read. One is, it comes also in the hadith for this ummah, la ilaha illallah, will be easy on their tongue. And they will be reading it abundantly. Now ask ourselves how much we read la ilaha illallah. Till today those Arabs, a lot of effort has been made on the Arabs to take them away from deen. Unfortunately, it has happened also by and large, but there are still those. Somebody just said yesterday in Zakaria Park, there's an Arab family from Saudi. They've come here to save their iman here. The woman is so pabant on her parda that she's actually glued her curtains on her windows. She doesn't come out of the house. And the curtain is not allowed to open also. And just outside your yard, no stranger is there. But so there are those. And the Arabs still today, we saw many taxi drivers also. We have got any small, la ilaha illallah. Anything of a surprise, la ilaha. Anything of astonishment, anything of la ilaha. Anything of difficulty, la ilaha illallah. Ask ourselves how much la ilaha illallah comes out of our tongue. And in the hadith, that this ummah, la ilaha illallah, will be easy and it will be on their tongue all the time. Now, if we look at it from one aspect, if the hadith is correct, then am I a Muslim? Am I in the ummah? And if I'm in the ummati, then what na'uz billah is the hadith? It's faulty. Today many hadiths are all very weak, all hadith. Fazail hadith are all very weak. Then is there a fault there? Or is something wrong with me? La ilaha illallah should be very much. At least 100 times we take off and we read this. And the other explanation the ulama give, ulama of tasawwuf, that with la ilaha, your heart is on your left side. And you are vacuuming. La ilaha vacuums and is the best vacuum machine in the world. That will vacuum all the dust, the dirt, what accumulates on the heart. It will take it out. Then la ilaha, then throw it out the side. All the ghairullah. All hubbe dunya, all sum'a wa riya, hasad, kina, all that. And illallah, now put only Allah in your heart. In this way we have to purify our heart. How many of us are doing? We can be doing lot of effort of iman. And this also, time is very, effort of iman is something else, iman is something else. Juhduddin is izafi tarkib, muzaf muzafile, and muzaf muzafile, there is mughayarat, muzaf and muzafile are not the same thing. And maqsood is not the muzaf, muzafile is the maqsood. Mawquf is not the maqsood, mawquf alay is the maqsood. So, la ilaha, that we're taking out all ghayrullah from the heart. And this is absolutely essential, our first thing, our iman. Manana Ibrahim Devla, Damit Barakatum, Jazawumullah Khair, explained very beautifully. And in detail, Manana Tanvi also has explained that a person gives azan, dua after azan, Allahumma Rabba, hadihi da'wati tam. It's, we can think it's not complete da'wat. Da'wat is still very much detailed. Or we will think da'wat was given this way, that, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, da'wat tam. And then, but a person gave adhan, he doesn't make namaz. What is that? After da'wat tam he has done. But he doesn't make namaz, problem. Yeah. Or he gives 10 times adhan. The jamaat gets finished. Mashallah, I'm doing da'wat tam. I'm so happy I'm doing da'wat tam I'm giving. And not ala lisani rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm giving da'wat tamma, but not acceptable. It will be rejected if he's not making his namaz. He has to make his namaz. So the effort is, Hazrat Ma'atani rahmatullah has written, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah, fida, all of us are fida on him. And in the line of tasawuf, Junaid Baghdadi, all know him. Passed away, Tanvi rahmatullah Ali mentioned, somebody saw him in a dream, how did it go? He said, all my effort, Like nothing. And my 2-4 rakats of tahajjud I should make, that helped me tremendously. So the effort of deen is great, but compared to deen, it is like nothing. Deen is the object, and we are all life, we're making effort of deen. But deen didn't come in our life. Today we introduce, we also go, other ulama come, Maulana is doing this work, so many, whole year, whole life, this work. But nobody talks how much deen. And deen is the object, that how much of deen is in a person. So we individually, so the most important is our iman. Let all of us make it a point 100 times a day. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And see then our imani senses becoming alive. Then see the taste, halawate iman, what has been spoken about. When we'll get halawate iman, you won't be able to leave it there. You'll die for it. You'll give your life. But if there's no halawate iman, then all effort of iman will carry on. Even effort of iman. But halawate iman comes. And this comes Allah's call, la ilaha illallah. You can say it in English, it never has the effect of the Arabic, la Arabic, the meaning also, and that words, la ilaha illallah, has chosen it for us. Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, the very words of it, what effect they have got. So our iman, we must make effort. Maulana Qamar al-Zamasa, Damat Barakatum, says that even a person who is making a sheikh al mashayikh, a great sheikh also, he also is not permitted that he just makes bayan all the time. When pulling out water from a well, and you're just pulling out, the water gets finished. You're not allowing more to come in. Phir kichar aega, then the mud will start coming out. So even a sheikh ul mashayikh, Manana, right? If he doesn't worry about filling his heart with nur of iman, then kichar will start coming out. And he will become mutanaffir. People will make nafrat from him. And he will become mutanaffir also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, He filled his heart, Ghari Hira. But the minute he was Salih. And the Arabs, the Udushmans called him As-Sadiq, Al-Amin. Nobody like Nabi alayhi salam. But when he became, Allah made him Muslih now. Then from that time, he became, A'udhu Billah, Kazzab, and Majnoon, and Sahir, and all the wrong things, when he became a Muslih. So Manana says that, Manana Qamar al-Zamasa, that as long as we are Salih, everyone will like us. When we become Muslim, people will hate us. Not only dislike us, they will hate us and they will go against us. How, what dushmani for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The person who was so beloved and became such a big dushman of death when he became a Muslim. As long as he was Salih, the people loved him. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person hasn't got haq, permission, to make bayan, Jummah, any bayan, until his heart is not only filled with nur, overflowing with nur. And what fills your heart with nur is for you. What overflows now is for others. Now through your tongue when you talk, a doctor giving
capsules, empty capsules. He will be put in jail. If we are just giving empty talks, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that when I was in Kanpur, I should give such bayan, I should also shake. How some orators, mashallah, they are very physically also they are. And he says the majma also should shake. And like the masjid also used to shake. But nobody's heart shook. But when I went to bayat to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makkah, and my Islam, and now Iman came in me, reality, halawat Iman, the reality of Iman, then I wasn't, I spoke just normally. But everyone's heart shook. So this is what is required. So anyway, about Junaid Baghdadi, that the true for deen is the valuable thing. So our Iman is the most important. Second, after that, is very briefly, our namaz, check ourselves. Who of us are making five times namaz? And ulama advise that make your five times in your masjid. Don't make it this masjid, that masjid. Because then nafs will play tricks with you, that people will think I'm in that masjid. They know that I'm one masjid. And your place also, if you can fix, not necessary, you can't, it's not to fix a place, but then people know you are there. So who of us really, our five times and namaz, and when I came to Azadpur, for over 40 years ago, people complain. They say we got 40 doctors in our town, 40 alims. Or doctors, we see them in the masjid. But the alims, we don't see them in the masjid. Now, what a sad case. Until today, alims namaz and the public's namaz must be different. It is different. Eh? But not in the correct way. For example, we come for Fajr namaz. Then who will be there before Fajr already in the masjid? Proportionately, there aren't so many alims equal to the people. But proportionately, how many people of the public are there and how many alims are there? After Fajr, people will sit. Jamaat brothers have the morning fikr, so that is one mustatil. But like that also people will sit for after Fajr. How many alims are sitting? How many non-alims are sitting? Jumma time, we come for Jumma namaz. How many alims are there before time for Jumma? Normally alim, last minute he's taking his bath, shouting his wife, this is not done, that's not done. And last minute he's checking his khutbah also. And while he's driving to the masjid on his phone now, he's checking his bayan also. And last minute we are there. One place we went, one of our students, we had a talk that the alim, how many of us are making our sunnate ghair muakkada, our nawafil? So I explained about that, then he came to me, good relation, we got open. So he told me, Manana, I always prided myself, I'm an imam, I'm on time. For Asar, for example, he said, if say Asar is quarter past four, I'm on the musalla, not 1 second later, 4:30, whatever time. But he said, today I realize I never made my 4 sunnahs. And that is, for who is that now? For the awam only. When we go to the masjid, there are people making sunnahs. So who is making it? The ulama? Ask ourselves, myself, what is... So namaz is the most important. And namaz, the real... قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Maulana Thanvi has given a ajib write-up on this. That yet your postures of namaz are also all for us. Qiyam, ruku, sujood, all that. And قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ is also a farida. Devotion and concentration. And that what is from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah. Ask ourselves how much. And we make takbir-e-tahreema. So tahreema, like many places they got for the cell phone, in Pakistan especially, that now contact with makhluk is finished. Now contact with Khali. Tahreema is contact with makhluk must be finished. But ours it looks like. Our tahreema is contact with Khaliq is finished. Now, contact with makhluk has started. Like it's famous, if you forgot something, just make 2 rakats namaz. Now that it will come in your mind that where is that thing or what. Whereas it was supposed to be opposite. Tahreema, contact with makhluk is finished. And our outward postures, the first thing that we have to do is see our legs. That's the first thing. Now the whole outward posture, very sad case. Now, with our namazes, the imams who are making namaz now, not once legs are according to sunnah. How much be our legs? Four fingers. Not one is four fingers apart. So mostly it's more. Some are less than that. And it must be facing Qibla. Hardly anyone. One leg faces Qibla, the other one is crooked. And then both legs, the whole surf, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so particular and taught us. And Imam said, Safu sufufakum. فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. There is depth in there. The straightening of, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should straighten the saf perfectly. And then, that is إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Perfection of namaz. It is necessary. But the saffs also, and imams themselves, see it over. One leg is front, one is back. The whole saf must be, all the legs must be straight. But one person's also, very few people, always there's at least a centimeter and up to 2 inches, 4 or 5 centimeters, feet are different. One is front, one is back. What kind of a namaz is that? Which comes in the hadith, the namaz will made a dirty rag and Allah said, so as we who are the leaders, who are the وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ. Our namazes must be also like that. Our iman must be like that. Today, how many ulama are giving what advices? One famous of our Darul Ulooms in India, a boy wanted to university, he didn't want to go. The ustad was teaching hadith in Dora. He said, I'll pay all your expenses, you go to university. How many other places also? One now, this last Friday, one girl, she grade 11, head girl in the Muslim school. So she came in her heart, I don't want to go to school anymore. Mother was very happy. Two alims went out of their way to tell her, you've got great careers in front of you. And you must go and go to university. You've got so much potential. So we as the leaders, which direction are we going? What advice are we giving? And as Maulana explained, that abortion and that, from with regard to what we know, me, myself, Afa at home, the cases that come, not on a daily basis, but almost on a daily basis, from primary school, not high school and university. And all that we condoning all the time. So we have to come right. And it's important. And we're going in our qabr. And if our iman is not... Imam Fakhruddin Razi, all we know till the last moment how shaitan, Maulana Yasin Sahib, the father of Maulana Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah, till the last moment how shaitan was troubling them. And nobody is spared with it. So we have to be concerned about that. And this is hardly the start of our deen. Deen is much, much more bigger. It's not only iman and namaz. Those are the very important, but deen is very big. And we make it happy, we're doing this work. Abnai Khadim came, mashallah, madrasa students doing work, etc. But iman ka thikana, wo namaz ka thikana. If that is not right, so Allah give us tawfiq. And then, this now time is finished. That wama kana rabbuka liyuhlikal qura bizulmiyo wa ahluha muslihun. To be salih is not enough. Allah will punish that nation who are salih. And we know famous in the hadith, that person who Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with azab, when he went, Ya Allah, there is that one person, not the wink of an eye, he disobeyed you. Allah said, start with him. That when all my disobedience was taking place, not a wrinkle on his forehead, no worry whatsoever. So how many of us are like that? We are doing great work of deen. Deen is being destroyed, and now enemies used to destroy it. The Crusades, etc. They used to destroy. Orientalists used to destroy. Then they made modern people in the Ummah, who not non-ulama. Now they made ulama. And which ulama? Allahu Akbar. Mufti Ibrahim Salih Shatsab, Damat Barakat, to explain, the, what is this big organization of Makkah Sharif? Rabita. They had some big seminar about Dini in Malaysia. So some of our ulama also went. They saw a woman there, hair open, not covered, shorts, clean. What she's doing here? So she's the Sheikh al-Hadith of Azhar. She's the Sheikh al-Hadith of Azhar. She has to be here. So this is the condition. Where, in which direction? So now our own ulama, who studied not in Azhar, not who studied in Jamia Medina, but who studied in our great buzurgs. They studied under them. Not only we are in haram, not only we are destroying deen, the Bulan movement is open. Go on their website for yourself. Don't let me say anything. And see the sunnat deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this Bulan movement is 100% to destroy that and bring a whole modern deen, different deen of the White House of America. Then the Abrahamic Accord. What is that? And our ulama who studied in our madrasa, go on the website and look at the Motsepe Foundation. Motsepe, this person, I'm not remembering his first name, is the richest black man in the country. Ramaphosa and another, the Minister of Minerals, previous, they are married to his sisters. And he, Bill Gates, put up this Motsepe Foundation. And it is all for to do with the Abrahamic Accord. And go on there and see 37 affiliates they got on there. Churches, everything. Jamiatul Ulama is part, written on this. MJC is part of this. When they had their programs, what they have, then in that programs, the slot for Jamiatul Ulama and the General Secretary, he will be delivering a talk. And a slot for MJC, the President of the MJC, he will be giving a talk. And what is this? Abrahamic Accord. All the religions are the same. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. So all these things are happening here. And when, so our ulama, and not only we are involved in haram, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi said, when the ulama will be involved in haram, there will be irtidad in the ummah. And it's lazim malzoom. If there is haram in the ummah, there will be irtidad. And irtidad is today, people are proud they have become murtad. India, Allah make rahm our girls. The way they're going with Hindu boys, and it's very, very sad. And if there is irtidad, it is definitely there is haram in the ulama. That is why irtidad is taking place there. So anyway, haram. Worse than that we are destroying the deen. Worse than that, we are leading people towards haram. We are leading people to Jahannam. And that is our, when you are calling to Abrahamic Accord, you are calling to Gulam movement support, you are calling to taking people to Jahannam. How sad it is. So where we have to be, we are not worried of our iman. Just I'm happy I got iman. But what's the condition? Is that iman there still or not? If we have to check it, we'll find, we'll get worried inshallah. My namaz, what's the condition of mine? And everything else, as far as akhlaq is concerned, just ask your wife, just needle her. And just tell her, you do like this. And keep your recorder active. She'll give your whole life's history of what you are. And you'll know what you are. So what is our condition? Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi, subhanallah.